Comics. This is the Moth Radio Hour. I'm Jay Allison. This time, stories of persistence and perseverance and generally staying the course. Our first story comes from Namisha Ladva. Namisha told this story at a New York City Grand Slam where we partner with public radio station WNYC. Here's Namisha live at the Moth.
It's the end of new professor orientation, which I have been attending because of my new job. And I'm leaving the building and it's pouring rain, which is a problem because I'm a transplant from California and I have no jacket, no umbrella, flimsy open-toe shoes. And to get home, I have to wait for a bus. And that's when I see him, a man from new professor orientation. He's got salt and pepper hair, really ugly glasses, and I'm a tweed jacket, and I'm not making this up. It has bona fide like elbow patches, and it looks a bit weird to me. And because of that, he's like the one person I'm trying to avoid at orientation. But of course, he's like walking towards me, and introduces me himself. Hi, I'm David, and I couldn't help but overhear that you were going to take the bus home, and I wanted you to know I've got my Buick right here on campus, and I'd be happy to give you a ride home. And of course I say no, because who gets into a large American sedan with a stranger? And I say no because my good Indian girl programming has taken over, because I know that I'm not supposed to be interacting with men, really, because my parents are going to find a nice, suitable boy for me to marry. I'm supposed to have a sort of arranged marriage. In California, my parents are handing out my bio data sheet, and it has my name, my age, my height, how dark my skin is, my education level, some background about my family, and my photograph. And they're handing it out to families, hoping that someone with a medical doctor son will show some interest. But in Philadelphia, it's still pouring rain. So I make a practical choice. I say, hey, actually, a ride's okay. So he gives me a ride home, whatever. I see him at some faculty functions. He invites me to go out with some friends of his from out of town. And then he actually asks me out. And then we actually start dating, and it's weird. And I kind of like it. So I realize I have to tell my parents. So, like, 2 years later, I do. And my dad takes it kind of well, but my mom, not really so much. So her reaction comes every day, three times a day on my voicemail, kind of like this. It's like, hi, this is Namisha, leave a message, bye. Beep. Beep. And so one day, David hears one, and he says, Namisha, you know, your mother is choosing to react this way. Choosing? What kind of stupid post-therapy white man thing is that to say? I'm killing my mother with this with us. Are you crazy? And I start to stress out. I mean, I actually stopped being able to sleep. My hair's starting to fall out. I'm getting really stressed out. I should have known this conversation was coming because David has sort of been into this idea of therapy and being the best person he could be. And, you know, we are having the kinds of conversations I never have, and I do like him. I think he's, like, got emotional maturity. He's like a man. But I'm stressed out, right? I am not sleeping. I'm not really even eating very well. And then in all of this drama, he asks me to marry him. And I say no. I give him back his ring. I move back to California. And there is a continent between us. It's really awkward. We talk on the phone from time to time. There's this one random day he says he's going to be back in California. And would I like to go see a movie? I'm like, whatever. I say yes. So we get to the movie theater, and it's just like packed with people. It's just like totally packed with people. So he says, why don't you wait at this bench, and I will go over there and get the tickets. And so David walks away, and I don't sit at the bench. I get up, and I walk away. And I'm thinking of my mother's voicemail messages. I'm thinking of what the heck am I doing with my life and why did I say yes to this movie and what the heck? And I find myself on a balcony and I look down at the theater crowd below and I can see David walking by. He's got the two tickets in his hand and he looks like walking sunshine. But I don't go back. I just watch him. He sees I'm not there at the bench. He starts pacing back and forth around it. Then he starts taking slightly bigger steps and the movie starts and David doesn't leave. And I realize that he's going to just keep looking and looking and searching because the only person in that whole movie theater he is looking for is singularly and absolutely me. I get it. But if I walk back, I will fail at being a good Indian girl. And what I want to do as I'm looking at him, I want to tell him that I've made some judgments about his appearance, about the things he can change, like his style if he wanted to. And his skin color, which he can do nothing about. And I just want to talk to him. And I realize that he makes the hard conversations easy. So I walk back. I walk back to David. And full disclosure, we are 10 years, 3 kids, and 1 mortgage into our marriage. Thanks very much.
Nimisha Ladva is a writer, storyteller, and Moth Grand Slam winner. She teaches at Haverford College and is the oral communication and public speaking specialist there. Nimisha reports that she is still happily married to David and still paying that mortgage. The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX. The Moth, as you know, is a nonprofit organization that brings people together through storytelling. Putting this show on public radio is one way we do that, because we're confident that public radio listeners have generous, open minds and hearts. We love public radio, and we support it, and we hope you will too. In fact, you can do it right now.